morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are talking this morning about some spring garden tasks. It might not feel quite like spring this week, but spring is just around the corner with the official start of spring upon us, and the calendar will soon be switching to April. As the weather warms up and you begin to get out in your yard, a few things to keep in mind from our yard and garden group at Iowa State University Extension. First of all, now is a great time to clean up perennial beds. If you left plant debris and leaves in the perennial garden all winter, which is a good idea, you may want to do some spring cleanup. Typically, perennial garden cleanup in Iowa can start in late March through April. Some beneficial and native insects overwinter in plant debris, others overwinter in the soil, so it is recommended that you wait until temperatures are consistently at 50 degrees before removing spent plant material to protect these insects. Early research shows there is a small effect on insect populations, so if you can't wait or have already done some cleanup, don't worry, but if you can wait, every little bit helps keep our pollinators thriving here in Iowa. You may want to start by removing dead foliage and any accumulated leaves from plant crowns, as this can help prevent smothering as they begin to newly emerge with new shoots from the ground in the spring. This material can be removed from the garden bed and placed in a compost pile or pulled into the spaces between the plants, allowing it to become informal mulch. You also want to remove the mulch blankets added last fall to newly planted perennials or those that easily frost heave if you added any additional mulch before the cold temperatures we had last winter. Sometimes this has to be done in stages as the upper layer will thaw, but the lower layer may still be frozen. As you work in the garden, be careful not to damage any newly emerging foliage, especially from spring bulbs and other early emerging perennials like catmint, daylily, columbine, and poppy. You want to be careful not to work in the garden when soil is overly wet, as it can cause a lot of soil compaction and create muddy areas that will harden and make it harder for plants to emerge through that soil layer. Now is also a great time to add any stakes, trellises, rings, or other support structures needed for certain perennials like peonies if the plants need to grow up through them. Don't forget to weed as you clean up. It's best to get those newly emerging weeds early while they are still small and easy to pull. While you're doing garden cleanup is a great time to refresh your garden borders as well. Winter can heave edging and turf and weeds can encroach on the garden border over time. It's easier to clean up borders before perennials get big and you can't see them. Reset any edging materials and recut sod to create a nice clean edge if desired. This is also a great time to enlarge the bed to make room for a growing garden as needed. As your perennials begin to emerge from the ground, is a great time to take stock of where they're at and how big they'll get and whether or not you need to divide or move them. At this stage, it's easy to see where the plants are located and there is no foliage to get in the way while you're digging or dividing. It also allows plants to grow out symmetrically, avoiding that one-sided perennial look for the rest of the growing season that happens when you dig and divide later in the growing season. Once you've got some cleanup done, is a great time to lay down a fresh layer of mulch early in the spring, just before or as perennials are emerging, or especially after you've transplanted and divided plants, is a perfect time to refresh a mulch layer. It's easier to spread mulch without foliage getting in the way. Just be careful you're not burying plant crowns or stepping on them as you're getting into the depth of your garden. You do want to watch the timing on that layer of mulch, as it's typically best to wait until the ground starts to warm and the perennials are just emerging. Putting down a layer of mulch too early can actually insulate the ground and slow plant emergence, so make sure your soil temperatures are warm before you add that extra insulating layer of mulch. While most perennial gardens in Iowa do not need a lot of fertilizer, a soil test will help tell you where and how much, if it is needed. In spring, as new growth emerges, is the best time to apply fertilizer if needed, and it should be done around the base of perennials. Use an all-purpose fertilizer and lightly work it into the top layer of soil. And of course, one of a gardener's favorite things about spring is shopping for new plants. Start shopping online or in person as greenhouses and garden centers begin to open up this season. Be sure while you're shopping you don't only buy the plants that look good right now in spring. Read the tags and make a special effort to purchase perennials that bloom in summer and fall as well, so your garden has color and interest all growing season. It's also a great time while you're reading those tags to determine how big those perennial plants will be once they are full-sized, so you can plan accordingly when placing them in your garden. Spring is also a great time to add new plants to your perennial border. Plants may need to be hardened off before planting earlier in the spring, especially if they are grown in a greenhouse. Bare root perennials are an economical way to add perennials to the garden. If you're interested in shopping and selecting quality plants or planting bare root plants, you can find publications and tips on both of those activities on our Horticulture and Home Pest News site if you're looking for a specific plant and want to know what you should be looking for and when it should be planted. Of course, with the variable weather that we have had over the last several years, it is important that all newly planted perennials are watered regularly throughout the first growing season. Check frequently, even several times a week once first planted. Make sure you're only watering when the root zone is dry. As the season goes along, you can reduce the frequency with which you are checking the soil moisture, but make sure you continue to add water throughout that first growing season to encourage those roots to go down nice and deep and get a good firm setting to make sure those perennials will make it through their first winter. And again, all of that information and resources can be found on our Horticulture and Home Pest News site. I encourage you to check that out as you begin to make plans to get back in the garden as our weather warms up. We'll continue diving into some of those spring garden tips over the next couple weeks, or you can find the entire article on our Horticulture and Home Pest News site at yardandgarden.extension.iastate.edu. As you are looking at digging and dividing perennials, we invite you to consider maybe donating a few of those extras to our Cass County Master Gardeners at their spring plant sale. That will be happening on Saturday, May 11th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. here at the Cass County Fairgrounds. That program helps raise money for the grants and scholarships that we have available right now, as well as other activities and projects that the Master Gardeners do around Cass County throughout the year. More information on all of our upcoming activities for the Cass County Master Gardeners can be found by following our Facebook page or by checking our Cass County Extension website for upcoming events. As always, if you're looking for resources, find them online on our website, give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by in the Cass County Extension office on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.